That was Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. Oh, no, it wasn't. Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, suburban homeowners, businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. I read the wrong line.
Yes, you did.
There's not a lot of time in there, Allison. You got to hammer that one.
There's no judgment zone. Don't worry. Until it's not.
Until it's not. Nice. Let's see. We've got a phone call here. Let's see. Hello, caller?
What's going on, Ronnie?
Hey! Now we do have Mr.'s Floor. See, when they're both here, it's Mr.'s Floor.
But, yeah, Aaron's playing hooky today. That's why.
So, first off, I don't know if anybody follows us on the Facebook or the Twitter, they now know that Aaron from Mr. Floor won the golden grill brush of for the last meeting for grilling and winning the event for this grill off that we had Tuesday night.
Yeah, and it's proudly displayed
at
the Mr. Floor showroom.
Absolutely.
So, formal congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So, does most of the effort go to you or your daughter?
Probably my daughter.
She was the
pitch
man. Behind
every good man.
Yeah.
That's right.
So she was.
And the hidden gem is the other daughter helped me actually skewer all the chicken and make the marinade and everything else. So I think it's a family affair over here.
Excellent. And so she was out petitioning because everybody had to vote. Mm-hmm. And she was out petitioning in the crowd and making sure that everybody was voting for her
dad.
Oh, so
you had a lobbyist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she ever, let me tell you. Wow.
She did a great job. So, excellent. Well, okay. So, and we were talking about, all right, what other flooring thing can we talk about this week? And then we said, well, wait a minute. You guys have a showroom. You've got kitchen cabinets in there, countertops.
Yeah.
It's not just Mr. Floor. So, with that, the countertop issue, you know, I try and always steer people towards quartz products if I can.
Yeah.
A natural stone is great, and you know, and I think it looks okay. But if you use your kitchen every day, let's talk about why you would maybe want to use a quartz countertop over a natural stone, or like especially marble.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it really comes down to practicality. So quartz and quartzite products are antimicrobial. They're non-porous. They're extremely heat resistant. So if you really use your kitchen, I mean, if you legitimately cook in the kitchen and do prep and those sorts of things, you're going to need a surface that's forgiving and is easy to care for. So a quartz type product not only looks great, comes in a million different looks and colors, but it's a practical surface. So if a client has to have the traditional sort of marble, granite, you know, I want natural stone, you know, they're going to shy away from the quartz products, but they really should give it a second look. It's a great option.
And it's not just this blotchy stuff that was out 10 years ago that you had three colors to pick from.
Right.
There's a great selection, and a lot of it now is starting to even come with veining, like the Cambria stuff actually has some veining and stuff to it to make it look more like natural stone.
I thought marble was like the baking, it's like the top of the line baking type counter that you can have, right? Don't people like marble for rolling out their breads? And
yeah, but you know, marble is extremely porous, and so we always shy away from recommending marble countertops to clients because, you know, for baking and rolling out dough, it's fine. But
making your peanut brittle.
Yeah.
You can ice it down and then pour your peanut brittle
on it. I don't think I've ever had peanut brittle.
We're going to have to change that. Ron?
Get the woman some peanut brittle.
Next break. We'll run
next break, yeah. Send somebody quick. But, you know, porosity is a major concern. So, for example, you know, I saw a client actually just a couple of weeks ago. They have a marble countertop on their island.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she was making lemonade. And she left the lemon, she was cutting fresh lemon, she left it face down, meaning, you know, lemon side, cut side down, on that marble top.
Mm-hmm.
Within a matter of minutes, she went to clean it up. It was already acid etched, and she could not remove that ring.
Yeah.
And so we were called out because, you know, is there anything we can do? So she's a client of ours. She knew or she knows that we have, you know, this really great countertop cleaner. She thought maybe the countertop cleaner would remove it.
Mm-hmm.
It was beyond help. I mean, it needed to be ground down and repolished and resealed. And even then, you can still slightly see
that area.
Exactly.
And if you happen to, like, if that was in Aaron's kitchen and his chicken that he was cutting fell off and then the chicken sitting there,
yeah,
that the juices from that can absorb into the marble. And now you can have that bacteria starting to grow in the marble. And you can't, even though you wipe the top off.
Can't get it out.
So you can't, like, seal marble? You can't put a sealant on it?
Oh, you can. You can. And marble is sealed. And we have, you know, really technology is great now. We've got these really almost industrial strength sealers. But, again, it depends on what it is that's sitting on that surface. And if it sits there long enough and if it's aggressive enough or caustic enough or
lemony
enough, yeah, like a lemon.
Lemony enough.
You know, it doesn't stand a chance. The marble, which is a soft stone to begin with, just starts to absorb it, mm-hmm. and that sealer can only hold it off for you know, maybe a few seconds, really, and then it starts to get absorbed.
It can eat through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we see a lot of problems with that.
That's one of the downfalls of the natural stone, not only marble but even granite. You do have to continuously reseal it, whereas a quartz countertop, It's maintenance free basically. You don't have to reseal it. So that's a nice key, and that's why we do talk a lot about the quartz products as opposed to
I hate the natural stone.
Of course you do.
Go ahead.
Anything, because it all looks fake.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you, Ron. They have got some out now with a little more veining and stuff where they look better.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I just think it's. And it's not like it's cheaper or anything.
No,
it's actually more expensive.
It's actually more expensive, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody's really cooking, then
right.
and actually use their kitchen, if it's a show kitchen, I don't care. Put white marble in, have fun.
Right.
You know, and
Calicutta or something. You know,
yeah.
That's why you do baking stations, though. Typically, when you design a kitchen for somebody like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff, it's all great for. But if they're really using their kitchen, they're a chef or. You know, people that do catering and stuff and cater out of their house.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one other thing. So if, for example, we have some clients that have certain dietary requirements, for example, a kosher kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in a kosher kitchen, quartz is fantastic because it's a surface that, again, is not going to absorb anything. And they have certain dietary restrictions on being able to use that same surface for milk and meat products. Well, in many cases, you can use a single surface like quartz, and it can actually serve both functions because it's able to be cleaned correctly and doesn't retain any sort of
residual
product that you may have worked with just a few minutes ago. So in many cases, for people with that type of a restriction or requirement, quartz is fantastic.
Right, and it can be used in restaurants. And
absolutely.
So, you know, and if you can use it in restaurants, then you know it's good for your house.
Yeah.
Now, what about soapstone? This is a new one I'm hearing a lot.
Yeah.
Soapstone's not new. It's actually been around a while. It's extremely soft, and it needs to be oiled. It's not even sealed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's actually oiled, like a mineral oil.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you never cook in the kitchen or never use that surface, it looks great. I mean, there's nothing else like it, mm-hmm. but you don't want to cook on it.
We did a kitchen probably 20 years ago, 18, 20 years ago, and we had soapstone on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And it took about 2 years, and we ripped it out.
Wow, really?
Took that long.
Yeah. She just couldn't stand it anymore because it's a darker stone. It really looks great, but you can't use it. You can't touch it. Mm-hmm. You know, the coffee cup rings. And
Terrible.
It was awful. So visually, it's great.
Yeah, we actually have a soapstone display in our showroom.
Yeah.
So and it's beautiful.
Is it
covered with glass?
No, but we never use it. It's just it's a display.
Right.
And it looks great, but we're oiling it constantly, and we're very, you know, sort of
diligent.
Concerned. Yeah, with coffee cups, like you just said, Ron, all those sorts of things. It looks great, but it's just one of the most impractical surfaces you can use.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this was a family. They had young kids at the time. And so, you know.
It's the perfect choice.
You know, and back then, 20 years, like she said, I want this. I went, okay, sure. I didn't know any different.
You guys are single-handedly crushing dreams of Americans across Chicagoland.
No. We're just setting expectations.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You know, and if people say, well, no, I really want this, that's great. At least you're making an informed decision.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know,
Next segment will be on warranties.
Yeah.
It should be, actually. Yeah. It's a good idea.
So then, I don't know, we could probably do that right now. So if you're getting a quartz product like Cambria, Silestone, any of those, they do come with a warranty, right?
They do. They do. And they're very robust, and they cover a lot of different things. And again, with natural stone, there's no warranty. I mean, the warranty is just on the sealer.
The taillight warranty.
Right, more or less, exactly. But on these manufactured products, yeah, absolutely. Great warranties. And, you know, to Rich's point, some of them do look a little fake-ish.
Fakey?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they're trying to mimic, you know, natural stones. And Cambria has a Calicutta type of an equivalent, which is not – I mean, it's a good-looking product, but it's not. If you compare the two, you clearly see the difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, I think a lot of it, too, is some people actually don't like the movement in natural stone. They want it all to be consistent.
Right.
So you're really forced to go that way. And we have a lot of designers where, you know, everything's white on white right now. So
yes. Yeah.
You're forced to go with one of those because you're not going to find a pure white granite. You know
what I
mean?
And it's consistent.
Find a white marble, but not granite, and it's not consistent.
Right. Yeah, if you're looking for that consistency, you can get a white quartzite or quartz-type product. They're even available with little sparkly mirror chips in them, you know, to mimic like a black galaxy, for example. You know, so it's black with like a copper... you know, sort of a shimmery type additive. I mean, they're great. If it's what you're looking for, you know, the practical end of it, hands down, is better. But the looks are definitely coming around. I mean, they're getting better every single year.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So,
and you could always go back to having that chopping block of a butcher block countertop.
Hey,
if you want.
We just finished one like that, and we used a walnut, and it looks beautiful.
Nice.
But, mm-hmm. but
I mean, 2 years from now, he's going to rip it out.
Probably.
Well,
it
you just have to sand it.
Yeah, you just finish it. You go in there with a belt sander, and you just you grind it all down, and you re-oil it, and it's good as old.
Yeah. Yep.
So it works good. All right, Mr. Floor.
1040.
Yeah.
10W40.
Maybe we ought to talk about what to oil that butcher block with, the correct stuff.
Safe oils.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Grill Master.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day, guys.
Happy Father's Day.
All right. That's same to you, buddy. All right. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.